after the incident, the president asked me to let the community know that this community will be rebuilt, the houses will be rebuilt, and therefore I made that promise on behalf of His Excellency that government will rebuild. And as we can all see, we, the president, has delivered on this commitment. Today, we stand on the precipice of a new dawn, the rebirth of Apiase, with the completion of 124 housing units, together with other social amenities to replace what was damaged by the explosion. We found strength in the face of the devastation, hope amidst despair, and unity of purpose despite the disintegration. We are grateful to all who offered support in our time of need, whether through words of comfort, a listening ear, or of a need or a temporary place of abode. We are grateful to the various committees, the Apiase Support Fund, the Apiase Implementation Committee, the experts, and the consultants, victims of the nation, to prevent such tragedies in the future. Nananam, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, I cannot end my speech without paying a glowing tribute to His Excellency the President of the Republic, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, the first person to donate to the Apiase Support Fund, a sign of his compassion and dedication towards the rebuilding of this community. In addition to this donation, President Akufo-Addo directed the $6 million administrative fine imposed on the company at the center of the explosion be paid to the Apiase Support Fund to support victims of the incident and the rebuilding of this community. Such a sadly indefatigable Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, Honorable Samuel Abujinapo, who has led this project from the beginning to date, I say thank you for your exemplary leadership and dedication. Your commitment, Minister, and relentless zeal in seeing to the completion of this project has been unwavering. This is why I refer to him as the bulldozer minister. He just clears problems away. He gets things done. I am aware of the several visits, Minister, that you made to this community to assess progress of work and to ensure that the contractors execute the project on schedule. The people of Apiase are grateful for your services. I count on your dedication to see to the completion of phase 3 of this project. I will also be remiss if I did not single out for special mention Honorable Barbara Otieng Jesse. The chairperson of the Minerals Commission, former Member of Parliament for Prestia Himi Huni Valley, and a parliamentary candidate, inshallah, the incoming MP for Prestia Himi Valley, inshallah. She has been very dogged in her desire to see this project completed. She's always pushing and pushing. And I know that she has the people of Apiase in at heart and the people of Prestia Himi Valley constituency at heart. Barbara, thank you so much for all that you have done. Well done, well done. Mananum Muamuba Barbara Otingesi, former MP. Mumbo na baso Mimi Bonabaso, Musumun Bonabaso, Obo Modding, President Nana Akufo-Addo, Oshe Mubo, say, Sama Isi, you know, Obe Si, a dime for Ama Munina, Oka, and also, Wediso, and then Yamiadum, Yoye, Sadai, 124 housing units. Nana Akufo-Addo, Oye, Osie, Idea, Oye, Enyesa, Oye, Yadana say, Yami Shirani, Munina, Bako, Bako, Bako. Salamu alaikum.